Lesson 13.
When it rains, it pours. Lots of mail.
Look at all this mail I got today. When it rains, it pours. Here's a letter from Patricia.
I didn't think you were friends anymore.
I decided to let bygones be bygones. It's about time I got a letter from her. She hasn't written to me since she left for Paris last year. Out of sight, out of mind.
She used to tell me constantly how much she valued our friendship, but she was never there when I needed her. Actions speak louder than words.
Once I let her borrow my car for an hour, and she used it all day. Give her an inch, she'll take a mile.
So, what does her letter say?
She says she ate snails for the first time. Well, I suppose, when in Rome, do as the Romans. She says that they were delicious.
There's no accounting for taste.
She also says that she fell in love with some guy who's living in England for a year. She's upset because he only writes to her once every 2 months. Interesting how the shoe's on the other foot.
Vocabulary. Actions speak louder than words. Give someone an inch. He, she will take a mile. Let bygones be bygones. Out of sight, out of mind. The shoe's on the other foot. There's no accounting for taste. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. When it rains, it pours.
Dictation Lesson 13. When it rains, it pours.
I decided to let bygones be bygones and be friends with Patricia. The problem was that Patricia moved to Paris and stopped communicating with me. Out of sight, out of mind. Patricia used to tell me constantly how much she valued our friendship, but she never really showed me. I told her that actions speak louder than words.